Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures. For more than 50 years, the museum has told stories of Texas history and heritage from diverse cultures that define the state's unique character. Details at texancultures.com.
Welcome to Fronteras, a program about issues along the U.S.-Mexico border and changing demographics in the Southwest. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
I do my best and I continue to grow and produce better barbecue and influence other people, then other people will like kind of like come up behind, you know what I mean? And like, oh, I can do that. Look what he's doing.
Right.
I'm brown, I'm Latino, I'm Hispanic, I'm Chicano, I can do that too. Mm-hmm. And it'll give them confidence in that, right?
Sure.
And to be able to come out and represent what Chicanos are doing in the backyard meant a lot to me.
That's a clip from United Tacos of America. It airs on the El Rey Network, founded by Austin Maverick filmmaker Robert Rodriguez. Tacos are more than just a quick and easy and sometimes inexpensive meal. That corn or flour tortilla envelops a story, a memory, a culture. Hosts Mando Rayo and Jared Neese are taco journalists who travel to 8 U.S. cities to explore the taco culture in those communities. Brisket tacos made by proud Mexican-Americans in Austin. Nixtamal corn tortillas in New York City, whose origins date back centuries to the Aztecs. Or barbacoa in the Rio Grande Valley that nourishes migrants who haven't eaten in days. Rayo and Neese are also co-authors of the books Austin Breakfast Tacos and Tacos of Texas. We had a chance to catch up with Mando Rayo in San Antonio, which many would argue deserves its own breakfast taco book. He says the taco in your hand probably tells a richer story than the burger on your plate.
Especially if you grew up, you know, in a Mexican household, that taco is a connection to your past. It also is a connection to your future. You know, so I think part of what we're trying to do as taco journalists is really kind of go beyond that one plate, beyond the Instagram photo, if you will, right? And go deep into what are those food traditions, who's making them, why are they making them, how many generations does it span, and what are the local issues that are connected to that food. You know, as Jared says, actually, he's like coined this. It's like, the taco tastes better when you know the story.
And it's true. It's like, yeah. You listen to a piece of music. The music sounds better. You get it more when you get the backstory.
Yeah, exactly. And you experience that, you know, and if you have an appreciation for that, even if it's, you know, your first time eating a taco. You know, because there are, you know, we met some folks, you know, along the way.
Never had a taco?
Never had a real taco. They probably had like, you know, like Taco Bell, whatever. But, but like, you know, a real taco from somebody's home or an abuelita, you know. And so part of what we try to do is we use tacos as the Trojan horse to understand people, their culture, and those community issues that are connected, whether it's immigration, the story of where that food comes from. And, you know, it just all of a sudden didn't pop up in some gentrified area of any city. It has roots, family roots, whether it's a region in Mexico or here in Texas. And it managed to get its way to Chicago and L.A. and New York and Lexington, Kentucky, you know. And I love that. If you follow the tacos will lead you to the people.
Well, let's go back a little bit. You and Jared wrote a couple of books together.
Yeah.
You wrote a book about the breakfast tacos in Austin.
Yep.
And then you kind of expanded outwards and you went on to the tacos of Texas. And so that ended up being sort of this docu-series that I used all my day at work today to binge watch,
oh,
by the
awesome.
Way.
Billable hours.
Exactly. And now you've sort of expanded out into the United States and just exploring sort of the taco culture of America.
Yeah.
So can you sort of trace that growth from just that simple breakfast taco in Austin to where you are now?
Sure. Yeah, of course. We started our taco blog in 2006, you know, way before Yelp. And, you know, for us, we were trying out new places. But, you know, at that time, there was some places that have gotten a lot of fame and fortune, if you will, like a Torchy's Tacos. But we were always like, hey, you know what? Just go a mile east, you know, in downtown Austin, and you're going to get some great tacos at Joe's Bakery. That's really kind of what we were trying to do back then. And for me, when I kind of came on board, it was really like, how do we tell these stories as part of that culture? Or even like, we don't have to be the only ones telling these stories. There's lots of people out there and they have stories to tell. And so that's where the books come through. Understanding what people's connections to the tacos are, whether they grew up with them or they're transplants, they came to Texas as soon as they could, right? They were eating tacos. And so I think that that expanded to the tacos of Texas. You know, after you write a book about Austin tacos, they're like, oh, but you're not eating real tacos. You got to come to San Antonio or the Valley or Laredo or El Paso. And it's true. You know, there's so many great tacos everywhere. So why not? So we went on a 6-week road trip with over 7,000 miles and we ate like 500 tacos. It was crazy. But
did you do a lot of cardio in between?
A few push-ups here and there. The sit-ups didn't really work that well. And then talking to so many people and sharing their stories is an amazing experience, you know, and it's a humbling experience too, because you kind of learn like the good, the bad, and the ugly of what they're doing. And allowing them to tell their stories is one of the, I think, the unique things that we try to do. Like, yeah, we're taco journalists and we're guiding you through this series and this food, but it's really about the people telling those stories. From the beginning, that's kind of what we wanted to do. Because when you eat a taco, you're not just eating it by yourself. You're sharing it with other people. Somebody made that tortilla and worked hard, and it's great to share that with somebody. And that's why really all our focus has been this community-based approach. You know, I'm just like an old school community organizer, so it just like came naturally that way.
Well, I thought there was a really great episode in the United Tacos of America where you and Jared go to New York City and you mm-hmm. meet the folks who are making the nixtamal masa,
yeah.
which really goes back to sort of the old Mayan days.
Yeah.
So you're not just getting their story, you're getting the whole story of right. Mexico right there yeah. in a tortilla.
Yeah, exactly. And we wanted to tell that story because it is the foundation of the taco. You know, I love a good flour tortilla. And I actually grew up with flour tortillas, but I love a good corn, you know? So when you think about like street tacos or tacos you would, you know, get in like Mexico City, it's corn. And so we wanted to tell that story of like who's making them, why they make them, where does it come from, what's the root of it. Our goal is to definitely entertain, but educate people of America of where food comes from. Our show isn't really about like, hey, let's go to the city and try all the tacos. You know, for us, we really focus on one style or one aspect of that taco and then go deep into that story, if you will. You know, so in New York, it was that nixtamal process. And then how do you see it like in a tortilleria? Or can you make it at home or in a restaurant? So we kind of give you all those different angles. Or, you know, it could be LA and we really focus on birria. In Texas, we go down to the valley. We did ranch style cooking because barbacoa is king out there, right? And so is cabrito. So we want to tell those stories in very specific ways, if you will.
We are talking with taco journalist Mando Rayo. Rayo is the co-host of United Tacos of America with fellow taco journalist Jared Neese. The program airs on the El Rey Network. When we come back,
definitely our pie in the sky or taco in the sky dream was to travel across the U.S. and tell these stories of how much an influence this taco culture is in the United States.
More with Mando Rayo is next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Tacos are more than just a snack or a meal. They're often a pathway to success for an immigrant.
Little by little, people started adding on Instagram and Facebook. Within 9 months, I was able to get my first food truck.
My attitude has been attitude of gratitude.
My attitude is definitely gratitude for this taco I'm about to have. So.
That's a clip from United Tacos of America, a program that airs on Robert Rodriguez's El Rey Network. Taco journalists Mando Rayo and Jared Neese take viewers to
8 U.S. cities to explore taco culture and hear the stories of the people flipping and folding your tortillas. Stephen Alvarez of St. John's University in Queens teaches a course in taco literacy. It explores the foodways of Mexican immigrants. Rayo leaned on Alvarez's expertise to find the locations featured in the show. There's one episode where you guys go to kind of the least expected place you'd think you'd want to go to tacos, and you brought it up a little while ago, Lexington or Mexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, hashtag Mexington.
So can you
I'm going to thank Stephen Alvarez for that, props.
Because I think he actually did teach in Kentucky before going to New York.
I think he might have coined that hashtag.
Was he the one who sort of pointed you in that direction?
Yes. So for us, we definitely do our research, you know, defining or figuring out what's kind of that iconic place and an iconic type of taco, but we don't do it all on our own. We do a lot of word of mouth and a lot of like people that can help us along the way, like Stephen Alvarez or Leslie Tellez in New York or Bill Esparza in Los Angeles. We saw some stories coming out of Lexington, but then it's when we talked to Stephen Alvarez that we were like, okay, yes, we need to go there. And he connected me with a grassroots organizer out there, an oral storyteller as well, Alexis Mesa. And she kind of was like, all right, this sounds like an amazing project. Let's figure out how to do this. And she opened a lot of doors for us. And she's in the show as well. So it is about understanding kind of like the local place and the flavors of that place and really connecting to the hyper-local, right? And then we really figured out, like, what is the story of that place? And you know, whether you call it El Nuevo South, what's this Kentucky-style cuisine mixed in with Mexican flavors? And how does that come through? And Ramirez Tortilleria, you know, they have some amazing tacos. And what they're using is corn from a local mill that they use the same corn to make grits. So the same corn they are now using to make corn tortillas. Talk about blending of cultures. Yeah. Right there. And of course, I had some amazing bourbon carnitas.
Those did look
Two
good.
Of my favorite things. And so that was pretty amazing.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, you go to these cities. Obviously, you like you said, you do your research. It's like, now you pick your city.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm sure, who sees these episodes is from that city. You should have gone here. You should have gone here. You should have gone here. So how is it that you narrow down that final spots that you feature on the show?
Yeah, it's a mix. You know, you have to ensure that you have a good story, for sure. It has to be a compelling story that's iconic to that place or region. In Kentucky, we could have gone just to Louisville, and it would have been fine. But for us, it's what makes it unique, what makes it stand out, and what makes it something that's also relatable. Or even like, you know, who's having their day in like the food media business, right? Food media world. Carnitas, for example. Carnitas has been king in Chicago, in Pilsen, for years, since the 70s, because of that migration that happened from Michoacan to that actual neighborhood in Chicago. Those are the stories that really kind of connect with people. And telling them, you know, in a different way, I would say, that I would think of other food shows that they just focus on the food. And it's like snazzy, quick, fast, and you don't go deep into their story. So we're able to, you know, connect not only with the taco makers, with the tortilleras and the cooks, the mom and pops, and then go deep into their background and their story. And also like, you know, well, why did Chicago become a carnitas kind of hub?
But they got a little Mexico in Chicago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's like La Vita as well. You know, the meatpacking industry, you know, that happened. And it's about the migration patterns that came with that. It was a perfect blend to make that happen. And so the story development is really based on that research of like, okay, what's been happening? Because you can get tacos almost anywhere, right? But it's like the ones that really kind of stand out that people just gravitate to, like breakfast tacos in San Antonio.
And Austin, right?
Yeah, they have some there too.
Well, I thought what was really interesting, and when I was watching the Tacos of Texas, of course, most of us know that barbacoa comes from the head of a cow. I'm sure a lot of people are listening to this shocked out of their mind.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting to hear the story of why the head, because the workers on the rancho,
you know, all the cattlemen were getting all the prime cuts.
Right.
And the Mexicans were getting left with the head. And right. You got to use what you got.
You
got
to use what you have. Exactly. And now, you know, it's how the story has changed.
Yeah.
You know, and along the way, we've heard different stories where, you know, in the 60s that people were shamed because they brought a bean taco for their lunch because they couldn't afford white bread. You know, the tables have turned, if you will. And then, like when you think about like fajitas too, you know, that's a South Texas Rio Grande culinary kind of creation, if you will, right? Also, it was a tough piece of meat. And so it was a throwaway meat. And what did the Mexicanos do? You know, they made it their own, right? And now, you know, you get it at Taco Tuesday at Applebee's. So. Must be doing something right.
Hey, Mexicans know you don't waste anything.
Yeah,
you don't waste anything.
Exactly. There's a lot of commonalities in these stories that cross cultures. And I think that's why it makes tacos so relatable. And to really kind of put these different styles and unique styles, I would say, for every city, it allows for people to, you know, just think about it and say, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know, like, how far back it went or the tortilla making process. So that way, you know, we get people that are new to eating the food to trying something more, something maybe for them more exotic. You know, like tripas or whatever, you know, for Mexicanos, yeah, that's, you know, whatever.
We eat menudo, right?
Yeah, so. We eat menudo, so it's not a big thing, but, you know. But then again, like, this viewership is, you know, the United States, it's America. We want to be in charge of telling our own stories.
So how did you get Robert Rodriguez's attention?
On the internet, man. We're on the internet. After Tacos of Texas, the series with PBS and ITVS, we were trying to figure out, like, okay, well, what's next? And to be honest, El Rey Network, they reached out to us on our Facebook page.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awesome. And they're in Austin, you know, Troublemaker Studios. And so we went down there. We like, brainstormed ideas and definitely our kind of pie in the sky or taco in the sky dream was to travel across the U.S. and tell these stories of how much an influence this taco culture is in the United States, you know? Move over, hamburger, because tacos are here and they're not going anywhere.
Do you have the same director that you had on the Tacos of Texas? Because the production style is very similar between
yes.
the two shows.
Yeah. Dennis Burnett, he's the director of the United Tacos of America. And Dennis and I have been working for like 8 years now. We started just doing our own little videos because we felt like these stories needed to be told. We went from a, you know, a team of two in a U-Haul truck. That's a story for another day. But now, you know, with United Tacos of America, you know, it was roughly about a team of 10. And we're traveling to 8 cities across the United States and exploring and talking to people about this pretty special food for us.
And you start each episode, and you did this also with the Tacos of Texas, where you have taco tips.
Yes.
And I don't know, how many tips are there?
They're limitless. Like... There's no counting. You can't count them.
You tilt your head to eat a taco.
Yeah, tilt the head, eat a taco. Tilt the taco, you'll be flaco.
Taco tip number 33.
You know you're a legit taco truck where the music is blaring, the Mexican coke is flowing, and the trompo's rolling.
Taco tip number 118. Don't throw your chips away.
Put them in your migas, way.
Yeah, you know, it's like the kind of stuff where there you kind of just think of like fun ways to entertain and educate the consumer, you know, a way to draw them in. So like in this series, we have a taco lab where we dress up as, you know, a taco scientist, and we kind of ask the consumer to sauce or not to sauce. or we do like skits, crimes against tacos in New York. Because, you know,
don't disrespect the taco.
Don't disrespect the taco, you know.
Do not mess with the taco police.
You've committed crimes against tacos.
How many carbs have you eaten today?
14.
That's not enough.
Oh, my God. Are we going to taco jail?
No, sorry, please.
You're going to get away with a warning just for today. Let us show you the proper way to eat a taco.
But that's my fork.
Are you going to recycle that?
Wait.
I know you're a beginner, but you put the tortilla in your hand and you slap the carne and then you munch down.
The tortilla is the foundation of any taco.
Yo, our bad, officers.
don't disrespect the taco.
And it's just a fun way for us to kind of break up the segments of, you know, a traditional TV show that really kind of brings in the funny.
So, okay, ultimate question. What is your favorite taco? I'll give you mine. Mine is the tacos al pastor.
Yeah.
Sin cebolla, but with cilantro and piña.
I have to agree with you. Mine is tacos al pastor. That's my favorite, my go-to. But full on with onions. And for me, it's a salsa de chile de árbol, you know, so it's spicy, it has that kick. I'm a home cook, you know, I call myself a grassroots cocinero, and it's a hashtag. And I make a lot of carnitas at home in a caso. But for something that'll get me going for the day, a good breakfast taco on a flour tortilla, bean, egg, and bacon. That's my go-to for sure.
We've been talking to Mando Rayo, taco journalist and co-host with Jared Reese of United Tacos of America. United Tacos of America airs every Tuesday, every Taco Tuesday, on the El Rey Network. Rayo says he's already pitching ideas for a potential season two. Rayo and Reese are also co-authors of the books Austin Breakfast Tacos and The Tacos of Texas. The Tacos of Texas is also an 8-episode docu-series. You can find a link to it on TPR.org. Find out more about United Tacos of America on ElReyNetwork.com. Thanks for joining us this week on Fronteras. You can find the show under the Programs tab on our website, tpr.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Lauren Terrazas. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our digital content producer is Bree Kirkham. And our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.